I wanted to, before we get into everything else, I wanted to start just with a quick discussion of the bonds, and I won't get into the fairground part at all. What I wanted to talk about was the first county bond, which is for considered $105 million, so a lot more money than the fairground. And it would be for, and this is how they list it on the ballot, recreation centers, parks, trails, community centers, and for agriculture and planning and design and construction and equipping of water facilities. Is that agriculture? I think I got that wrong. Anyway, I'm in support of all of those things, yeah. But what are you going to spend the money on?
I hear what you're saying, that it would have been better policy to be more specific.
Yeah, and I don't know if this is even, I mean, I guess it's legal if somebody would have raised a legal complaint, but...
Maybe they'll give all the money to Project Jupiter. I don't.
Under these constraints, which are absolutely none. I mean, so yeah, I you know, and there are three school bonds, and I don't know. I always vote for the school bonds, and I did vote for the fairgrounds, but because I knew what they were doing, and I supported that. I agree. Like I said, conceptually, I agree with all of those things, but it's hard for me to approve money when I don't know what they're going to spend it on.
Yeah, it's a good point, and it went right by me, I'll admit.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't voted yet, but somebody asked me the other day how to vote on things.
Yeah.
I said, probably vote yes on that.
I'm going to say it, if I'm going to be honest, the Chamber of Commerce sent up something out that drew my attention to it, and I looked at that, I said, yeah, they're right, that's incredibly vague and ambiguous, and don't know what you're going to do with it, so...
I'm, now that you mention it, I'm a little unhappy with the county.
Yeah, I understand.
Lately,
so.
Between the way they handled Project Jupiter, though I gather from Heath Houseman's latest report that, there are some contractual restraints on Project Jupiter. In other words, some of the promises they made that were not legally enforceable are in the contract. Though I worry about, they probably don't post a bond. Who's going to be there?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a corporate shell game, and the entity that signed the contract may have gone belly up by the time we're trying to collect. And our record is not doing so well at trying to collect on stuff like that. I've got that and other concerns. Normally I would say, to the extent I know the county commissioners, I mostly like them and respect them. But
to their credit, they came on our show, and they being Shannon Reynolds and Monty Sanchez, I think. And took the heat. I don't think they have ulterior motives. I think they're doing what they think is best for the county.
Absolutely.
I share your concerns on it. It was interesting. I forgot until you called me that the county was having a meeting yesterday. And actually, I was in my car on the way to the county building to vote, and not knowing that they had a meeting going on. And all of a sudden, there are all these police and the metal detectors. I just want to go vote. It was off-putting because I didn't expect it, but once I understood there was a meeting and I had read the story about, I think it was the judge who wanted more security and has an office apparently right where the entrance is and is dealing with people off the street, and, I get all that. And I don't like the idea of having to go through any kind of, to go cover or attend a government meeting. But the times we're living in, I get it.
Yeah. Judge Baca, who is the sister of a former co-host
a
little while.
Yeah, surely.
I actually watched the work session the other day that she made that request to them. There have been some incidents of people coming in whom they've had to call security on. And it's weird because the county would not be able to just say, you know, we're the county commission and it's our building and we're going to ban guns in here.
I know. The city went through that same thing, and to the point where the city actually held an official meeting in another building.
Yeah.
Just because they wanted to have a meeting where nobody, and that was back when they were discussing some kind of a gun ban, and everybody showed up with rifles slung over. I'll never forget.
I remember that.
My first year covering the state legislature, they have state police stationed at each door, which I assume is there to prevent people from bringing guns in. And I look, and this guy's got a hunting rifle slung over his shoulder, and he walks right past the guy who's guarding the door. And I was next to another reporter. I said, "Did you see that?" He goes, "Oh yeah, that happens all the time." So yeah,
I went to the city, a city discussion in the city council chambers on guns and banning guns. A lot of people were carrying all sorts of guns.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I remember going to a committee meeting at the legislature where people are, when you get up and testify, you're standing at a podium with your back to the crowd, and there are people sitting there well-armed, and you know, just kind of rubbing their holsters and glaring at the person at the podium. And I don't know how that cannot be intimidating. I mean, you can choose not to be intimidated, I guess, but obviously the intent is there. So
the reason the county can do it is that the probate judge requested it.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. And like I said,
courts can, you know, you can do it for courts, and it includes any hallway that leads up to the court.
I wanted to talk a minute about, you know, we have another police shooting. This was an interesting one at an Applebee's, I think, or Chili's.
Chili's.
The guy, mental health problems, had a machete in the car, getting in a fight in a bar. He's in the car when officers arrive. He doesn't have the machete with him, but he comes out with a hammer. And my initial instinct is an armed officer in a vest and all that stuff ought to be able to stop a guy with a hammer without killing him. I mean, that's my initial thought. But when you hear Chief Story go step by step over, here's what happened, and here's what our thinking was, and here's what our concern is, and, you know, it's different when you're in a parking lot in the middle of a city than if we were out in the desert. It's different when you're one officer as opposed to if there were three or four there.
I didn't get to go to I wanted to go to the news conference on it, but didn't get to. My first awareness of it was on Facebook. A friend reposted something that a friend had given her that basically was the friend saying, you know, "I can't believe what I saw. It's police murder, blah, blah, blah." And of course, I immediately said, "Hey, can you get her to call me? And I'd like to see the video." And I never did get a call from the person who'd sent it. Though I think it's probably, you know, I can probably get it through Inspection of Public Records. You know, I will, to see what she saw. And, you know, of course, she didn't see what had preceded it. She may not have seen the hammer. She certainly hadn't heard the explanation that, you know, you heard from stories. So it sounds like it was probably a righteous shooting.
Yeah, like I said, it's one of those where when I first, my initial instinct was, come on, you guys got a hammer. You've got pepper spray. You've got this, you've got that, you've got.
If you remember it, what was Chief Story's basic point about, you know, why it wasn't so bad?
Well, the things I meant, the guy kept advancing on the officer, you know, despite repeated, the officer retreated, I think he said 60 feet. And you are in a situation where there are people all around you, and you can, you know, at some point you can only retreat so far, and your orders can only be, you know, ignored so long. And Now, in terms of why he didn't use, like I said, pepper spray or some other, he did. He said when it's a one-on-one situation and you come to the point where you have to use force, he said you use lethal force. That's what he said. And I'm sure that's probably what the book says.
Oh, I'm sure. And, yeah, and you also, and I'll reiterate from another show that, you know, I've been to a couple of workshops with police, went to one a few weeks ago with police, city leaders and a few other people, a few other journalists went to, and I'm dead, you know, because I was too slow, you know, in role playing.
Yeah.
You know, there was a guy purporting to commit suicide, and, I was told he was pretty crazy. And just walked up to him and tried to say something, and
before you even knew what happened,
I'm gone. Yeah. I didn't even pull my gun out.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, I don't think I'll opine on anybody doing anything. And you know, there's a lot that we don't realize, not having been in the situation. And I mean, that doesn't excuse, stuff like Floyd and
No, it clearly doesn't. This wasn't that, but I will just, this is the last thing. The only thing I will say is I would feel a lot better about all of this if we had an independent team investigating it instead of, the task force of fellow officers from the same department and nearby departments. That has never seemed satisfactory to me.
I wonder next time we have a state legislator on, we ought to ask. I mean, the state could legislate that.
Oh, sure, sure.
I'm sure it would be politically
difficult.
Controversial.
It would be. Yeah.
But somebody could take a shot at that.
And you remember the fight over qualified immunity.
Yes.
That was difficult, which seemed to me like an obvious thing, but for a lot of people it wasn't, so.
Well, having said that, I know there were a number of things I wanted to talk about, including the, kudos to President Trump for speaking up to Benjamin Netanyahu,
right,
in a way that Mr. Biden never quite dared do because of
his
loyalty to Israel. Israel's a nice country, and I got
loyalty
a lot of friends
to,
from there, but that ain't the one you were elected to run, Mr. Biden.
Correct.
So,
I was going to say his loyalty to AIPAC as well, but
right. Yes, AIPAC is a problem. Leads a lot of our Congress people and senators around by the nose.
It does.
And I obviously have never approved of that, but Trump at least, seems to have pushed Netanyahu. On the other hand, the deal that they're trying for, other than the fact that Israel walks out of Gaza and theoretically lets an international board govern it for a while, it's, on the Israeli, want list that Hamas completely disarms. Anyway, there are real problems with whether it's certainly it ain't a done deal yet.
Well, one of Trump's strategies is he takes a yes but and takes it as an unqualified yes.
Yes.
And so I think we should say that the hostages being released is a wonderful thing.
Yep.
Full stop. Nothing more to be said about that. So all the credit in the world for achieving that. And credit for, I think, a framework that obviously is not at all fleshed out, but in concept, if everybody does, their part, could eventually lead. But he doesn't really care.
No.
What he cares about is I want to stop this right now. I want to get credit right now.
Yep.
And this will take years and years and years to sort out. That will be somebody else's problem. I want to get credit right now for what I, and he should, yep. You know, so, but yes, already the idea of does Hamas really disarm? Does Israel really back off? And
what does disarm mean? Does it
correct.
Mean just
correct.
Heavy weapons and however those are defined, or
that's
does
right.
it mean everything? And I just can't imagine Hamas doing that. I mean,
no.
You might as well commit suicide.
No, that's right.
Because you're putting yourself weaponless in the hands, ultimately, of your enemy.
But I said the same thing about giving up the hostages. And eventually there was so much pressure put, not just by the United States, but by other mm-hmm. Arab countries that in the past had been their allies, that they obviously felt like they had
to. And it was a prisoner exchange, too.
Well, that's true.
They got some, I remember wondering if one guy was going to be included who might be the best, I forget his name, but might be the best hope of a reasonable Palestinian leader. That would be respected by
yeah,
the Palestinians.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
But, you know.
But he wasn't. Yeah,
I don't. Was he released?
No, he wasn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shame.
But there's international pressure on Israel to release him, and there should be.
Yes. I see no justification for Israel's conduct. I'd love to hear from anybody who's listening and disagrees and, you know, wants to say their conduct over the last couple of years has been anything close to acceptable or justified.
Well, no.
We're at 526-5825.
Right. One of the interesting, fallouts of this is Netanyahu potentially, well, Trump went to Israel, stood in front of the Knesset and said, you guys ought to give Netanyahu a pardon. Because he and Netanyahu both know that once this war is over, he has to stand to account for his corruption and his incompetence on October 7th. I mean, and arming, Hamas years after year after year after year because he wanted that political stability.
Yeah.
I mean, putting Hamas in a position where they were capable of doing October 7th. So.
Yeah.
He's got a lot to answer for, that as long as his nation was actively at war, he could say, hey, we'll deal with that later. His later may have become today.
Yeah, which is amazing that he's kind of allowed that to happen. Couple other, we obviously have a shutdown, which is causing serious damage right about now. And obviously both parties, each party... blames the other.
Right, but this has been, maybe we're just used to it. I mean, this shutdown has been overshadowed by events in the news ever since it got started.
Yep.
And it still is, in my opinion, because I believe, and I'm not the only one who believes, that the reason Mike Johnson will not call the House back into session is because then he has to swear in Representative Grijalva, who will be the last signature on the discharge petition for Jeffrey Epstein and all of that information coming out.
And let's note also that if Donald Trump said call him into session, he'd do it.
In a heartbeat.
Before the ink was dry.
Right.
So it's pretty clear that he's not doing it because it is, keeping it shut is the will of the master. I wonder if the shutdown's also getting a little less attention because, whether you like him or not, you're used to having kind of a crazy guy in the White House.
Oh, I absolutely think so.
Who doesn't much care about this kind of thing. So a record shutdown shouldn't be a big surprise.
The other thing I think is Donald Trump's threats were kind of made hollow by DOGE. He's threatening, I'm going to send somebody and we're going to go wild and we're going to start firing people left and right for no excuse and no reason at all. Well, yeah, seen that, been there, done that.
We got a message from a caller who would like us to address. I wish the caller had, come on the line rather than
left a message,
giving our wonderful producer, Minerva Rivera, a note for us, but wants us to address the bombing of Qatar by Israel, and now the U.S. Having to build a training ground in Idaho.
Well, I think those two things are unrelated. I think the training ground in Idaho has a lot more to do with giving Trump a jet than it does the bombing.
You might be right. I won't claim to know. I won't form an opinion. They could be related,
but the bombing,
in the sense that, you know,
the bombing was a huge blunder. I mean, Israel had built up this larger than life, you know, where we've got these exploding pagers that are, you know, and all of this, you know, James Bond voodoo, you know, stuff. And now they are bombing an ally of the United States, going after a target that they miss.
Yeah.
I mean, that there goes all your, you know, Mossad, brilliant, can't. Yeah, what the heck was that all about? And they pay, and you say Trump finally got, that was it. I mean, what? Trump is in the process of trying to make deals with Qatar while Israel is bombing them.
By the way, the subject of bombings in other countries, or probably in their waters in this case, maybe not. The U.S. bombing boats leaving Venezuela.
Yes.
There's no way that's legal.
No.
That's not much of a way that's sane.
Right.
We've interdicted boats, you know, all over.
Right.
And could do it non.
Not to.
I mean, you know, you could do that without violence. And the odds are, ones they have not just blown away when this kind of drug thing has happened.
Right.
About a quarter of them turn out not to actually be people taking drugs anywhere. Normal travelers or fishing, whatever they're doing. And so the odds are that one of the four they've hit recently, that was also true. And that's called murder and nobody cares.
Absolutely. Can I tell you why they're doing it? Trump likes the videos.
Yeah.
That's why they're doing it.
Trump's scared of war, but he's not scared of just
power.
People.
No, he loves that.
Who aren't going to shoot back.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And to his credit, Rand Paul, Republicans are finally starting to say, what?
Yeah,
we're just shooting boats out of the water. No dupe, no new nothing. We're just shooting boats out of the water. This is crazy stuff. What he's doing with Argentina? We will give you a $20 billion bailout, but only if you elect the guy I want you to elect in your coming election. And Republicans are supporting that. That's America first. His people walking around with the red hats on think that that's what they voted for, was to give Argentina a bailout so that they can sell soybeans to China while our soybean farmers here go belly up?
He just has no willingness to compromise with what should be. And we have that, everything. There are people who write bad things about Charlie Kirk,
right?
Their visas get lifted,
right?
Or they get punished in some other way if they're, not visitors. Everything is, if you're supporting,
you mean St. Charlie?
Yeah. What they're doing with the universities, what they're doing with cities, attacking Portland.
Well, you probably didn't see it. It just came out today. But the newest video, and there's going to be one like this, at least once a week, was ICE officers pulling a mother out of her car as she was waiting in line to pick up her child at school, forcibly pulling her out of her car, throwing her on the pavement, putting her hands behind her back as she's waiting to pick up her kid at school. I mean,
all this stuff, sending, mistreating children, sending people to faraway countries they didn't come from and don't speak the language of, and torturous prisons. your prisons where they torture people. All of that is part of the idea that the worse we make it, the less human.
That's correct.
The more we deter people from coming.
Well, the videos of them frog marching, shackled, hunched over prisoners into an El Salvadorian hellhole where they will live in misery for the rest of their lives. I mean, that's
yeah.
What are you trying to achieve with that?
And having to sit there all day in the same position.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's sharing a toilet with 500 people, and yeah.
So we didn't get to Hegseth's effort to...
No, we did not.
...extort the media.
But that's not going to work.
It's not only one...
the OAN network.
Yep, only one network has accepted that.
Right. Beacons of journalistic integrity.
Do want to mention that Empty Bowls is Friday, 11 to 2. And also, I'm trying to think. Yeah.
Yeah, we got 1 minute.
Well, what do you want?
No, go ahead. I just wanted to let you know that we're wrapping up. I didn't mean to stop you.
I knew that. I know I want. Oh, the No Kings thing is Saturday,
right,
I think,
right,
at 11.
Right, right. Yeah, I had that wrong. I went out there last week. Where's everybody? Because there were a few people. There were enough people there to make it think, yeah, maybe.
I wondered why you were saying, it was a real loser. So I think it's a 9 to 11 or something here.
Something like that. It's, yeah. In the morning, late morning. Yeah.
Yeah. So that will be
Albert
at
Johnson Park.
Albert Johnson Park. I always like saying hello to Albert Johnson because, I reported on him when he was a commissioner and then mayor.